He's gonna take it himself for a championship!
A double play, wins it from three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from AHN Arena on the Peters Township High School campus. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 5A girls quarterfinal round matchup as the Trinity Hillers take on the defending WPIL champion, South Fayette Lions. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is beside me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Eric Bennett and Cole Keller on camera. Bill Chapo and Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios. Number six, South Fayette has won 7 of its last 10 since losing to Trinity in overtime on January the 11th. The three losses since then came against 5A number 2 McKeesport, number 4 Lincoln Park, and at Trinity on February 5th. The Lions' own wins against 6A quarterfinalist Upper St. Clair and 6A semifinalist Chartiers Valley, both before the Christmas break. Number 3 Trinity survived a streak of 5 straight overtime games in mid-January, losing the last 4 of those extra session contests. One of them was against Chartiers Valley, the other to eventual Section 4 co-champion Lincoln Park. Since then, a pair of 7-point and 6-point wins, a 3-point victory at Lincoln Park to clinch a share of the title, and hold on for dear life, 3-point win in the opening round of the tournament against Woodland Hills. Winner advances to Tuesday's semifinals against the McKeesport Indiana winner and clinches a berth in the state tournament. The loser will play Monday against the Tigers Little Indians loser in a first-round state qualifier game. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. We'll take a look at the rest of the 5A girls bracket in the WPIL and what else is on the district playoff schedule when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
5A girls quarterfinal matches tonight. Number 1 Oakland Catholic taking on number 8 North Hills. That game to tip at 6 at Fox Chapel. The number 2 seed McKeesport Tigers at Highlands. 6 o'clock tip against number 7 Indiana. Trinity and South Fayette Section 4 foes square off here at Peters Township's AHN Arena. A 6 o'clock tip. And also a 6 o'clock start at North Allegheny, where number 4 Lincoln Park will take on number 5 Armstrong. Elsewhere, 4A girls quarterfinals, 6A boys, including the Cannon McMillan Big Macs in their first playoff matchup. They'll be taking on number 2 Central Catholic. That a 7 o'clock tip at Gateway. And in 2A boys quarterfinals tonight, a game we'll have for you right around 8 o'clock here on WJPA FM and on the WJPA Sports Network. Number 4, Fort Cherry, and number 5, Bishop Canavan. We'll take a look at how these two teams got here when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Tough to beat a good team twice in a season. Trinity's going to have to do it 3 times. Hillers winning both regular season section matchups. Coach Drakely, let me ask you this. Any advantage gained by Trinity for having won the first 2?
I really don't think there's a lot of advantage because those games were so close, Bob. One went to overtime. You know, and I talked to Coach Bennett. He said if we can put more than 2 quarters per game together, we might have won one of those 2 games. You know, I just don't see it as an advantage. What I see is I see 2 very evenly matched basketball teams, and I think the team that shoots the ball at a better percentage tonight, whether that be from 3, whether that be on the interior, is going to have the advantage. In one of those games, Ruby Morgan puts 31 in. Can you count on her to do that tonight? I don't know. That's very hard to duplicate. And I think each team will have a little feeling out process. They both play man-to-man. They both are very aggressive on the ball. Take good care of the basketball. That's a key for Trinity. No careless mistakes. Balanced scoring, I think, is also critical for the Hillers tonight.
In the opening meeting on January 11th, South Fayette led by 5 after 1, by 8 at the break, by 5 after 3 quarters. The Hillers with a 16-11 advantage to get to overtime, and then a 14-7 advantage in the extra session to win that game, 64-57. On the other meeting, a couple of weeks later, February 5th, Trinity led by 6 after 1, by 4 after 2, and an abysmal third quarter. The Hillers trailed by 4 after 3. They outscored South Fayette 19-9 in the final period to win in regulation, 52-46.
I expect an extremely close, hard-fought game. If it's anything but that, I will be extremely surprised.
Mike Pross is our referee, working with Stacy Skirbitz and Terrence Smith. Trinity comes in with a mark of 18-5 under head coach Kathy McConnell Miller. Brian Bennett's South Fayette Lions are 15-8, but they are currently on their longest winning streak of the year, and that is 3 games.
Hard to believe.
Most games the defending champions have won in a row. Starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
A couple of more quick notes. I mentioned that South Fayette, winners of three in a row on their longest winning streak. Trinity's won seven in a row. Oh, by the way, that's not their longest streak of the year. After losing their only regulation loss this year, game two, at Elizabeth Forward, lost 43-40 to the 4A number three seed. Hillers won 10 straight, finishing with the overtime win against South Fayette back on January the 11th.
Yeah, you just have a feeling, Bob, this is going to be one of those games that they're going to fight hard. It's going to come down to the last several possessions. It is not a given because they have won two. Trinity will have to play smart basketball here this evening and continue to knock down shots.
Starting lineups being introduced, first of all, for the South Fayette Lions, Haley LeMond, 5'7", sophomore. 5'5", senior, Lainey Yater, and bloodlines come from the family Eunice, and those of you in the Washington area should recognize that name. 5'10 junior, Alexa Ankrum. 6 foot sophomore, Juliet LaRue, who averages 13 points and 6 boards. And a 5'11 senior, Erica Hall, who scored 16 in the last meeting between these two. For the Trinity Hillers, we'll see 5'8 senior, Macy Justice. 5'9 senior Ruby Morgan, who has 72 trays on the year. Number 21, 5'10 senior Maddie Roberts. 5'7 senior Aggie Nikolai. And 5'7 senior Riley Correns, unless they crossed me up here.
They did. Sam Horn was introduced.
Okay.
And I think, Bob, we talk about keys, importance of games. Sam Horn and Maddie Roberts have to play hard, but they have to stay out of foul trouble. I think that will be very, very telling here this evening. You got to remember, these South Fayette girls went a long way last year, as we remember, all the way to the state championship game, so they are experienced.
So it will be Correns, who is not starting, and the Hillers' traditional starting lineup with Horn in and Correns one of the first off the bench. LaRue into the center circle with Horn. Ball in flight. And a battle for the tip controlled by the Hillers. Ripping it out was Maddie Roberts. Not a very high toss there by Mike Pruss.
Yeah, not high at all.
Macy Justice lobbed down low. Horn fumbles it and has it taken away. Boy, she had an easy deuce. Erica Hall pushed the tempo. Misses the shot. Battle for the rebound. Horn will pull this one out. Aggie Nikolai up the near sideline. She has, for the most part, one speed, and it's about 85 mile an hour.
Well, she's really fast, though. I mean, she can get the ball from one end to the other in a quick fashion.
Justice deal to the far side to Roberts, and now back out to Nikolai. Reset this. 45 seconds gone. Scoreless here in the 5A quarterfinals. Winner clinches a berth in the state tournament. Justice on the dribble. Finds Morgan. And now to Nikolai. She'll bring it all the way back out. Free throw circle. Between the legs. Ball is kicked. Controlled by Lamond. Feed it ahead for Yady. Back to Lamond. A steal attempt by Nikolai and lost it out of bounds.
Frantic up and back. No points yet.
Inbound feed comes out near the circle to Hall. Stepping into the paint. Kick it out. Yader. Lainey Yader, 5'5 senior. Seems like she's been on like 6 years at South Fayette.
She's been around, and she's experienced, and she's quick.
Nice crossover. Take it to the hoop and score.
I think she's hard to guard one-on-one, Bob. She's so clever, and she's so fast.
Full court pressure, and Nikolai picks up her dribble. Wide open on the far side, it's Ruby Morgan. She dribbles into and out of traffic. Give it to Nikolai. Put it on the deck. Kick it near side to Justice. Penetrate the paint. Kick it back out to Morgan. Well guarded there by Ankrum. Morgan not going to get open. Hand off to Justice. And now out to Nikolai.
South Fayette doing a really good job keeping them on the perimeter, not allowing driving lanes or open looks.
Hillers had that one look when Horn fumbled the pass underneath the bucket. Now entry gets through. Roberts scores it.
She's the key. I really believe Maddie Roberts is the key. She's got to score for the Hillers.
Quickly, Lions up the floor. Three ball in flight. LaRue off the iron, no good. Horn grabs the rebound, clears traffic, and gives it off on the right side to Morgan. Long pass ahead to Nikolai. Dish it underneath. Kick it to the far side. Justice for three, way off the mark. Hit the glass, then the iron, and a rebound cleared by the Lions. LaRue takes a long pass and then fumbles the dribble. It's knocked out of bounds, ruled to be last touch by Horn.
On the last possession, Maddie Roberts should have turned and scored. She passed it out to the perimeter. She had a layup, Bob. She passed it up.
Inbound feed, shot won't go. Rebound by Hall, put it back up and in. Mr. First got the second.
Yeah, Erica Hall, I remember watching her last year. Really solid player.
5:20 to play opening quarter. South Fayette 4-2. Nikolai finds open player Horn in the corner. Cross-court pass. Justice three ball good.
That's another key. Macy Justice, she's got a knockdown shot because she's going to be open with all the attention they're giving to Ruby Morgan.
Justice scored 10 the first meeting between these two. Gets a triple here. Trinity has its first lead. Down to 5 minutes to play in the first. Yader. And now Ankrum goes through. Yader on the dribble. Keeps it. Goes to Ankrum. Her corner three. In and out won't go. Crashing down the lane to get the rebound was LaRue, but she couldn't get her left hand to come with her. Got tied up and knocked the ball out of bounds. Trinity ball.
And I think Trinity's doing a really good job against this press. You got to look to the middle. Pass it over top just like they've done.
Roberts, lob ahead to Nikolai, and a hand check foul going to be caught. I believe that's Erica Hall going to get her first.
You know, that was a little touch foul there, Bob. Not a lot of contact. So you adjust to the calls. If they're going to call those, you have to be smart.
Nikolai to inbound. Roberts was wide open, and Nikolai didn't see her coming.
Boy, you gotta see that.
Morgan to Nikolai. Foul line extended right side. Give it back to Ruby Morgan. Hall jumps out to cover her. Off to Nikolai. Morgan into the corner. Nope, doesn't go there yet. Got to do something with it. Finds Horn, finds a cutter. Roberts, catch, shoot, too strong. Rebounds herself. Out to Justice, reset it. Nikolai, Euro step into the paint, missed the shot. Rebound, Roberts put back, won't go. Rebound knock loose. Nikolai has it. Dish it underneath. Roberts reverse it, missed again.
Roberts missed three-point blank. Oh, she had good looks, Bob.
4:05 to play, first quarter. 5-4 Trinity leads. South Fayette setting up in front court. It's Yader. Deal it off to Hall beyond the three-point line. Hall put it on the deck. Take it to the low block. Kick it back out. Three ball in flight. Lamond wide left. No good. Roberts tips the rebound. Grabs it. And now Horn will help. Nikolai will bring it up the floor. 5-4 Trinity. 3:40 to play first quarter. Three-point blank looks there. And Roberts never did really just settle and put one up. Reversed two of them and just couldn't get it to go. Nikolai picks up her dribble. Entry to Horn. She's held. Couldn't get the ball. Foul going to be called on Lamond.
Well, you made a really good point about Roberts' last couple of possessions. She just never got her feet under her, Bob. Therefore, she didn't have her balance, and she missed those shots that she normally makes. Bad angles.
Nikolai get it to Morgan, now to Horn, in the circle, pass knocked loose from Justice, out of ball, out of bounds, Trinity ball.
Yeah, got to be careful with that passing. Make a little pass fake would help there.
Sutton Williamson in, and Sam Horn will sit. Haley Lamondi had a hand on that pass, and that's why Justice couldn't catch it cleanly, but good job by Justice not to reach out and try to save it at the edge. Lob underneath, Williamson catch, misses the shot. Had the rebound but couldn't track it down, loose ball, and Williamson rips it out, held ball, possession arrow, going to point to South Fayette.
Yeah, nice job by Sudie Williamson, but again, she had a point-blank look and just a little too far under the basket that time, couldn't knock it home.
Trinity leads 5-4, 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Little dribble handoff, and Hall gets an opening, takes it down the lane, misses the shot. Rebound for Maddie Roberts. Nicolai, push the issue, cross the timeline, 3-on-4. Nicolai, give it off to Williamson. The dribble going, Williamson, a little delay, pushes her way in, and a travel call. Missed the shot, now turns it over, lost her balance, and fell down with the ball.
Right, she had really nowhere to go. The defender had great defensive position, needed to just bring that ball back out front.
On the near wing, LaRue, entry pass intended for Hall, deflected by Williamson. Lob ahead from Morgan, gets through to Roberts. Williamson trying to step through, and that shot through a double team, doesn't get bailed out, missed the shot.
Again, Bob, she's too far under the basket. It's hard to make that shot.
Entry pass, gets through to the hoop, goes LaRue for the score. 6-5, South Fayette in front. Lions have missed a few deep shots as well, but got that one to go. Maddie Roberts across. Macy Justice lay it in.
Boy, what a great pass by Maddie Roberts that time. Macy Justice, the recipient, knocks it in off the glass.
7-6, Trinity leads. 1:50 to play opening quarter. LaRue out to Yater. A little weave going on. Lamondi take it far side. It's LaRue and further on to Hall. Hall comes through. LaRue, three ball good.
Boy, that looked good, pretty good there. Good look by LaRue.
Nicolai on the dribble, gets a little clearance. 90 seconds to play in the opening quarter. It's 9-7, South Fayette by two. Justice on the right wing. Hall has her covered.
Ruby Morgan yet to attempt the shot, Bob. Think they're really where they're switching all screens too, Bob.
Morgan on the near wing. Looks inside. Nobody home. Take it up top to Williamson. And now off to Nicolai. Nicolai goes among the tall trees, misses the shot, rebound, and now Yater takes a feed, cherry picking behind, missed the shot, but was fouled by Ruby Morgan. First foul in the game on Trinity, first free throws for either team coming.
Yeah, Nicolai took a tough shot. That was a difficult one. Was some contact, Bob, but not going to make that shot on a regular basis.
Good look at the LaRue three ball.
Yes, sweet looking rotation on that shot.
Yater hits the foul shot. 3-point South Fayette lead, biggest lead for either team in the game. Just under a minute remaining in this opening period. Lainey Yater averages 8 points a night.
But she's capable of so much more because of that quickness.
Two free throw makes are good. That's a 5-0 run now for South Fayette. Handoff now as Riley Venick checked in, and a bad pass. Venick threw it away. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. And a ball all alone up ahead under the basket. Venick tries to cut it off, but Erica Hall scores. Venick started that mess by turning the ball over and then finishes by fouling Hall.
One of my keys was take care of the basketball. So far, Trinity not doing that. Four turnovers early, two of them leading to baskets.
South Fayette's run is currently at 7 straight points with Erica Hall at the free throw line. Foul shot in and out, and Sam Horn rebounds the miss.
And if you're the Hillers, you don't want to fall too far behind. Got to stay attached here. Get a good possession, get a score here.
Justice off to Venick on the right wing, picked up there by Lamondi. Maddie Roberts on the dribble. Back to Venick and around.
A lot of standing, Bob. Look, they're just standing. They're not doing anything moving-wise. You've got to cut to the basket.
15 seconds to play in the quarter. Justice on the left-hand dribble, hassled by Yater. 5-second count. Been going a long time. Hillers get a break there. Ruby Morgan shot blocked by Yater. Loose ball controlled. Lob it ahead. The buzzer sounds, and they won't get a shot off. Hillers led 7-6 with just under two to play, but South Fayette scored the final 7 points of the period. South Fayette 13, Trinity 7 after one. Second period on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Trinity ball after being outscored 7 straight points over the final 2 minutes. Hillers get it in front court. Ruby Morgan well covered by Juliet LaRue. Bad pass again. This one picked off, going coast to coast. LaMondi for the lay-in. Just not crisp.
Not crisp at all, Bob. And I got to tell you, it's the man-to-man defense and the switching man-to-man that's really bothering Trinity. And here's another turnover.
LaMondi just blocked the pass and tracked down the loose ball. South Fayette up 15-7. Dribble drive by LaRue. Ball lost out of bounds. Last touch by LaRue. Good reach around there, I think, by Ruby Morgan to deflect that.
Yeah, Trinity's got to just settle in here, and they got to get some points here. You know, and as aggressive as the defense is, Bob, they have got to look to drive the basketball.
Justice near side, ball to Morgan, and now up top, Roberts, Nikolai. Aggie Nikolai giving up about 5 inches in height. And count going, pass tipped away, and another soft chest pass almost picked off.
Well, you can see what South Fayette's trying to do on defense. They're going to force them to cut back cut. They're taking away the passes. They're making every pass a struggle. Trinity has to fake it, go backdoor, or drive it.
Nikolai takes the feed back from Justice. Pass just fumbled by Morgan and a reach in by LaRue. Ball comes to Justice and right back to Nikolai.
Got to reverse the basketball. Don't keep it on the same side.
15-7, South Fayette leading. Yater comes out to guard Nikolai. Now to Ruby Morgan. Entry pass. Roberts kick out. Justice for three. Good.
That's important. That's important. I told you, she'll get open shots because of the way they're defending Ruby Morgan. They're all over her right now. She can't even get a clean look.
15-10. Lions lead by five. 6:15 to play first half. Justice guarding Yater. Ball comes to LaRue. Side of the lane to Hall. Tipped by Roberts. And the Hillers come out with it.
Yeah, big defensive stance there.
Nikolai up the floor. Tough handoff. Ball saved by Justice there. Drawing two defenders to block the pass lane and then throw it through there anyway. Nikolai going to get the... Boy, she just got away.
Bob, they're holding the ball too long. They have got to move the basketball quicker.
Morgan... far side to Roberts, dribble drive, floater in the paint, too strong, rebound kept alive, tipped out, but Yater's going to get to it first. Outlet, LaMondi, three on two, to the corner, Hall jumps into a three-pointer, air ball, LaRue catch, missed the putback, rebound on the weak side, and now a foul on Nikolai.
Well, that's better than what almost was an easy basket, so Nikolai saved a sure thing there in terms of a layup.
First foul of the game on Aggie Nikolai. First of the quarter on Trinity. South Fayette ball at the baseline, and Nikolai will sit. Vid Emrick checks in. Did not appear in the game against Woodland Hills the other night.
No, she didn't. So she's in a tough situation. Big game. Sure, a little bit nervous. She'll play herself into it.
5:21 to play, first half, 15-10, South Fayette by 5. Cutter breaks open. That's Ankrum at the high post. Back cut to Hall, shot, and a foul. Got beat on the back cut.
She did. It was a nice little play. It went through the high post. She ball faked, back cut, layup, and she'll shoot a foul shot.
Erica Hall has 6 points. Missed her only free throw earlier, 17-10.
Is that Ruby Morgan's second foul?
It is.
The one you don't want having foul trouble.
Hall too strong on the free throw. Rebound came way up the lane. But good job there by Macy Justice to get to the loose ball. Justice right across the midcourt line. Yater on her. Reverse it. Crossover. Get an opportunity to attack. Feed it back out to Morgan. Morgan put it on the deck. Dribble through a double team. Lost the handle and going to say off Morgan's leg.
Boy, she's just there really. There's so much pressure on her right now. I'd like to see her do some things coming off screens. She can't do it off the dribble, Bob. The defenders are coming to her.
Trinity matched up man-to-man. 4:40 to play first half. South Fayette 17-10. 4 lead changes in the opening quarter. The last one at about 95 seconds to play in the period. Yater able to back away from Justice. Now the count is resumed. Yater got around Justice. Floater in the circle. Good. In the lane, good.
Yeah, nice little pull-up jumper. You don't see kids do that very often. Laney Yater did a great job with the pull-up.
9 points, South Fayette lead. The Lions have gone from plus 6 to plus 9. Emmerich to the corner. Horn looked at a 3, doesn't take it. Ball to Ruby Morgan, didn't shoot quickly enough. Defense out on her. Time it was Yater jumping. Justice, 3 ball in flight. Off the iron, doesn't follow. Rebound Hall. South Fayette with a 9-point lead and the ball. Yater, crossover in the paint, feed it back out. Hall, LaMondi, 3 ball, good line, perfect. Hillers need a timeout. 3:44 to play, first half. South Fayette 22, Trinity 10. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
South Fayette on a 9-3 run to begin this second period. 4 minutes and change gone.
Well, the Hillers find themselves in a tough spot right now. They fall too much further behind. They're going to have trouble catching up. And they've taken away Ruby Morgan. It's very obvious what they've done. Switching screens, coming out, picking her up. She hasn't had any open looks. Other players are going to have to step up, but she's going to have to do something different as well. Now it looks like a zone defense.
Morgan averages 20 points in the two games between the two, and Macy Justice started a pass, decided not to, and just dropped the ball out of bounds. Lions with the 12-point lead and the ball, 3.5 minutes to play in the first half.
Well, they took Morgan out, Bob. What did they do? Went right to the zone.
Ball near side, LaRue. Williamson turns her, won't let her attack cleanly. Hall gets the pass, kick it out, 3 ball, Ankrum, good.
And they're hitting them. They're knocking down open shots. Very balanced scoring by South Fayette. Trinity facing one of its largest deficits of the year here, Bob.
Hillers only have 2 players in the score column, and Justice has 8 of the 10 points.
But they're not getting a whole lot of ball movement. There's a good play, and she misses a point blank. That's the third point blank layup that they've missed.
3 ball, LaMondi, perfect.
Hillers are in trouble, Bob.
Timeout, Trinity, 2:43 to play, first half. South Fayette rolling 28-10. Lions back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Game. It is a game of runs, and the runs are not going the Hillers' way. 22-3 current run for South Fayette.
Yeah, and they've got a huge deficit. They're down 18. You got to take it one possession at a time.
Hillers used two timeouts in 1:01. Maddie Roberts, nice feed from Horn, and Roberts scores.
And they should have been doing that the whole time. Get the ball to her. She's an X factor inside.
Well, they did that a couple of times,
and missed
five or six shots right in tight already.
Amen to that.
22-12. And South Fayette going to get the ball back out to the midcourt circle. 2:10 to play in the half. Justice out to guard Yater. Hand off Lamondi through the legs for side Hall. LaRue back to the side of the lane. Lamondi will lob it back up top to Yater. South Fayette up 28-12. Obviously, they're in no hurry. Double team. Ball blocked. Yater able to get it back. Finds a cutter. Lamondi, and the shot won't go, but ruled blocked out of bounds by Horn. Get a look at that good pass from Horn inside to Roberts, who was able to get the Hillers bucket after having used two timeouts. LaRue stepped through. Left-hand shot won't go. Horn will dribble out of traffic, and now give it off to Nikolai. Quickly across the timeline, Nikolai take it down the lane and score.
Yeah, nice drive. Good recognition by Nikolai that she had the lane, and she finished this time. That's important. Make these easy ones.
28-14, South Fayette leads with the 1:20 to play second quarter. Hall, Lamondi, and now out to Yater. AC Justice out to guard her. Side of the lane to Hall. Dribbles it off her own foot. Nikolai blows by Lamondi. Crossover against Yater. And Yater going to foul her to keep her from scoring. A couple of free throws coming up for Aggie Nikolai. This game and the broadcast rights to it. The sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. First foul shot for Nikolai. Good. Second one good as well. The Hillers on a 6-0 run.
Well, it was good recognition by Nikolai to take the ball to the basket. She was one-on-one. Made a nice crossover. Made two free throws.
Under 1 minute to play in the first half, 28-16, South Fayette in front. Yater feeds it up top. Lamondi looked at the three, realized she was about a yard beyond the three-point line. Now trouble with the dribble, ball knocked loose, foul on Sam Horn.
Yeah, bad foul that time by Sam Horn. No way she was getting to that basketball. No shooting yet.
Third foul of the quarter on Trinity. Second game of the quarterfinal doubleheader here at AHN Arena at Peters Township. Inbound feed. Ball hacked out of the hands of Ankrum in the Hillers' control. Macy Justice up the near side. Can't get by Hall. Give it off to Nikolai. She'll dribble back out of the corner and a switch there on that man-to-man defense.
They really need a basket here, Bob. Whatever they can get out of this possession. Give themselves a little momentum going into halftime.
Justice. Pass gets through to Ruby Morgan. Yater bumped off of her. Pass comes to Nikolai. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Steal by Yater. Dribbled through a double team. Yater going coast to coast. Justice tries to cut her off and can't.
You can't put the ball near her. She's too quick.
End of the second quarter. South Fayette 30, Trinity 16. Recap of the first half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
South Fayette scored the final 7 points of the first and 15 of the first 18 of the second to build a 28-10 lead with 2:43 to go, forcing Kathy McConnell Miller to use her second timeout in a minute. Hillers responded, got to 6 points off that deficit, but then a dangerous dribbled double-team turnover, and it led to a basket the other end by Yater right ahead of the buzzer.
Yeah, and Bob, a couple of things that are going against them. Number one is Ubi Morgan does not have a shot attempt. The one attempt was stolen. The second thing that they've done is miss a lot of point-blank shots. If they had made 4 of those shots they missed, this game would be a whole lot tighter. And defensively, they're not getting out on the shooters. We've got 4 made threes by South Fayette, according to my count. Last possession, Ruby Morgan had Lainey Yater guarding her. Lainey Yater is 5'5". Ruby Morgan is 5'10". Go right to the block. Go to the block, throw the ball into her, and just power the ball up. I mean, you've got to do some different things. And she has to get some shots. And right now, Bob, she's been unable to do that.
And I mentioned earlier, again, averaging 20 a game in the two games between. 10 and one, 31 in the other.
She had 31 in the last game. Obviously, you know the attention is going to be, let's shut her down. I get that, but you have to find ways to get her the basketball, and it's not by having her dribble the ball. She's got to come off one screen, two screens. She needs to be a screener and then be second action. They haven't done that so far. Or post up.
Lainey Yater with 8, Haley Lamondi with 8, 6 for Erica Hall, 5 for Juliette LaRue. Nice balance on the South Fayette side. The other side, Macy Justice has 8, Maddie Roberts and Aggie Nikolai with 4 apiece.
Yeah, no balance at all compared to South Fayette. So right now they're feeling pretty good, and Trinity's in the locker room talking it over, and we just got to hope they can. A lot of basketball left to play. I still think this can be a close game.
30-16, it's a 14-point lead for South Fayette. When they met on January the 11th, South Fayette led by 8. When they met a couple of weeks later, February 5th, Trinity led by 4. Winner goes to the WPIL semifinals on Tuesday. The loser will have a Monday first-round consolation matchup. That would not be an elimination game. Top 7 teams in 5A girls advance to the state tournament. So the losers of the quarterfinals have 2 chances to win one more and punch their ticket to the PIAA tournament. We're at the half here at AHN Arena at Peters Township. South Fayette 30, Trinity 16 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
All right, you're in the Trinity locker room. What do you tell your players?
Number one, don't panic. Don't take bad shots. That's number one. Number two, tighten up on the perimeter three-point shooters. Make sure you don't lose them in rotation. Number three, let's try to get the ball to the rim. Shorten the game by getting to the foul line so we stop the clock. And let's find ways, and I don't know how she's going to do that, we have got to get Ruby Morgan involved. You can't go from 31 points, 10 points the first game, to zero and a half. She has got to she hasn't even had a shot, Bob. Got to get her some shots. And then you just got to hope you can nip away 1 point at a time. Make layups.
You're Brian Bennett. What do you tell your team?
Oh, keep pushing it. Stay on her. Switch every screen. Don't allow her to get comfortable. Don't allow her to set her feet. Keep pushing the basketball and keep the pressure on them. The pressure has bothered them. Trinity has 9 turnovers compared to 1 for South Fayette. The difference right now, Bob, Lainey Yater has done multiple things positive for South Fayette. Trinity, struggling. And you go back to those easy putbacks. Make half of them. This is a close game.
No question about it. Still to come tonight, 7 o'clock tip at Gateway, 6A boys quarterfinal. Winner advances to the semis. The loser is eliminated, number 7, Cannon McMillan, and number 2, Central Catholic. And then here at the AHN Arena, in a 2A boys quarterfinal round matchup, number 4, Fort Cherry, and number 5, Bishop Canavan. Our pregame scheduled to get underway at 7:45 and tip-off here at Peters Township set for 8 o'clock. 2A wrestling going on right now at the Churchill's Valley. Mark Urian and Greg Smith handling things tonight. Our joint broadcast with the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. And Greg Warnock will join Mark Uriah there tomorrow. And then on the NFHS Network and Flow Wrestling, Jason Tennant and I will call the championship finals for you, scheduled to get underway at 3:30. Meanwhile, tomorrow morning at South Fayette, it is the 3A Southern Sectional where the big school teams from the area all get together at South Fayette. They'll wrestle for 6 spots in each weight class to move on to next week's WPIL 3A Championships at Cannon McMillan and the first ever PIAA Girls Western Regional with spots at Hershey on the line. And, of course, as we have every year since 1950, we'll have start-to-finish coverage of the WPIL AAA Regionals. And then, of course, the granddaddy, the final of 41 consecutive state tournament broadcasts for our longtime colleague Mark Uriah. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Boy, this time 2 weeks from now, he'll be two-thirds of the way through his 41st consecutive state wrestling championship tournament broadcast. And, boy, you know, you just don't find that anymore. You don't find that kind of commitment.
That's dedication at its finest. You know, Bob, the turnovers Trinity had, unfortunately, half of them led to direct easy baskets. And that's what you have to try to eliminate. You've got to make them work hard for their points. If they're going to knock threes down and you contest and they make them, fine. But do not allow them easy baskets. And unfortunately, Trinity has had trouble in the half-court offense getting anything going. And when you're being played that aggressively, you have got to rip that ball through and take it to the basket. You really do. Make them pay for that aggressiveness.
One of the things that I recall you always talking about is how much dribbling. Are the Hillers dribbling too much?
Over-dribble, absolutely. You've got to move the ball side to side. You can't do it on the dribble. You're easy to guard when you're handling the basketball. They know where it is. They know who to guard. When you're moving the ball, it puts pressure on the defense.
Second half ready to get underway. South Fayette 30, Trinity 16. Lions with the possession arrow. We'll start with the baseball. The baseball.
Ah, you got baseball in the mind.
9 days to go till Diamond Sports first practice. That's right. 9 days and counting.
Well, they've got to have a good start to the second half. That means stops and makes. So the Hillers, put it all out there. You got nothing to lose.
South Fayette ball. Good to have you along. Our entire crew doing double duty tonight. And in partnership with the NFHS, we're going to do double duty on Monday in some fashions as well. Inbound feed. Ball fumbled in the paint by LaRue. And the Lions get it back. Hall, three-pointer, no good. Long rebound comes clear out to near the scorer's table where it's grabbed by Lamondi. Yater, far side, go to Ankrum. Now to Hall between the circles. Right side to LaRue. Guarded there by Roberts. Crossover, step back. Little jump shot won't go. Rebound tip, but grabbed inside by Ankrum. Horn blocks that shot and then dribbles it. Boy, that's the way Hiller's got in trouble against Lincoln Park late.
Yeah, but she did maintain possession.
Nikolai goes hard up the lane, misses the shot. Rebound at the floor. Maddie Roberts trying to fight out of there. Ball to the corner, saved by Ruby Morgan. Three ball won't go for Horn. Morgan comes and knocks the rebound, but knocks it right to Ankrum. A lot of helter-skelter on that possession. LaRue down the lane, crossover, misses the shot, and Hillers throw it away.
Again, a bad turnover. You've got possession of the basketball. Make sure you hold on to it. I know they're trying to get quick hoops, but that's not how you get into this, cut into this lead.
A minute gone, right where we were at the half, 30-16. Good move by Hall to get around Ruby Morgan and take the inbound play as the five-second count was going.
Haley Lamondi handling the basketball. But Safayette moves it on the pass.
Yater three-pointer won't go. Horn rebounds. She's tied up, and we're going to get a possession arrow throw in for the Hillers.
And you can live with that shot if you're Trinity. As long as you're contesting, and that time they got a hand up on the shooter, we're able to obtain the basketball on the alternating possession. So need a basket here by Trinity.
6:35 to play, third quarter. Maddie Roberts on the dribble, and she is impeded. Hand check going to be called on Lainey Yater. No, check that. Erica Hall picks up her second foul.
Boy, I thought that was Yater's foul. Eeks. Okay, Erica Hall.
Was going to be two on one of those two. Nikolai will lob it up top to Horn and then come out and take the handoff right back. 30-16, right where we were at the half. Nikolai picks up her dribble, stop the closely guarded count, or at least change it and restart it. Ball to Roberts, gets a screen from Justice, but can't get into the lane. Lamondi had her cut off, ball around the perimeter. Nikolai, kick it back out, then a reach-in foul going to be called. And this one will be number two on Yater, if that's where we go. And we, nope. Juliette LaRue gets her first.
I didn't see that foul, Bob. I'm
Yater
confused.
Leading a charmed life there.
I thought she had picked up back-to-back fouls, and neither foul called on her.
Justice to the top of the key, to Nikolai to the high post. Cannot find anywhere to get inside. Dribble continues. Under six to play in the third. Pass across, gets through. Nice save by Maddie Roberts. Missed the bunny. And a rebound knocked out of bounds.
Well, those are the shots we've talked about. Point-blank range, easy looks. Not able to convert. Really hurting Trinity's cause tonight.
That's six or seven shots in tight against the rim that just have not gone at all.
You've got to make them, Bob. I mean, you just have to make those shots.
LaRue key it in to Hall and right back to Juliette LaRue. Yater takes it. 5:35 to play. Third quarter. Yater into the paint. Kick it back out. Hall dribbling along the three-point line. Give it to LaRue. We've lost about 2.5 minutes, and now Macy Justice is going to be called for a foul. We've lost about 2.5 minutes of this third quarter, and we're right where we were at the half.
Yeah, and there have been opportunities for the Hillers to cut into the lead, but they have been unable to convert.
A foul on Justice, her first, team's first of the quarter. Lamondi. Give it back to Yater now in the midcourt. Yater lob near side, LaRue. And that 2.5 minutes gone without scoring hurts the Hillers. Travel there by Hall, but got away with it. He was backing into the defender and shuffled the feet long before the dribble. And the Lions just keep milking the clock. 3 minutes gone in this third quarter.
Yeah, they're not in any hurry. They're up 14 points.
A little miscommunication between Yeader and Lamondi, but unable to capitalize. Hiller's knocked the ball out of bounds. Nikolai touched it last. LaRue can't quite get it cleanly. Horn nearly with a steal, shot near side by Ankramwonko. Lamondi for three, perfect.
Oh, that hurts. That really hurts, Bob. Worked so hard on that possession and didn't get the stop.
33-16, South Fayette doubling up the Hillers.
And you'll notice she was so wide open because the ball was kicked back out to an open player.
Entry pass, Roberts out to Horn for three. That's good.
Well, they needed that. Sam Horn, she can shoot that shot. We have seen her shoot and make threes on several occasions this year.
33-19. South Fayette in front. 4:15 to play here in the third quarter. Hall, far side to Yeader. Justice out on her. Yeader blows by her. Nice recovery by Justice and help from Horn. Dish it off. Easy bucket for Ankrum.
No, and that's just the awareness by Lainey Yeader on the assist there. She doesn't panic when she gets caught in the lane. She was double teamed. Even though she's small in stature, she was able to make the correct pass.
35-19. South Fayette up by 16. Justice hassled by Yeader. Reverse it. Crossed Morgan to Nikolai. She'll miss the shot. Rebound Roberts high off the glass. Won't go, but she's fouled and will shoot a couple.
Yeah, good job by Roberts that time on the offensive rebound. Now you got to make these free throws.
Second foul on Haley Lamondi. Third in the quarter on the Lions. Upcoming, just the seventh foul shot of the game.
Yeah, not
combined.
A lot. And there have, well, the defenses have been solid. Haven't been a lot of free throws taken. Maddie Roberts good on the first one.
Hillers have hit all three of their foul shot attempts.
Oh, they're a very good free throw shooting team, Bob. That's why I said if they could drive a little more and get fouls and get to the lane.
Roberts misses the second. LaRue rebounds. And Yeader brings it up the floor.
Look how confident she is with the ball. Never panics.
Timeout, South Fayette. 3:21 to play, third quarter. Lions 35, Hillers 20. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
First time out for Brian Bennett. Trinity has used two. Both have plenty at their disposal, but South Fayette not really all that interested in stopping the clock.
No, they want that clock to keep moving, and I don't blame them. They've got a comfortable lead at this point in time.
LaRue flip it into Hall, and then, boy, LaRue just gets her feet down before getting that pass back. That's the second or third time the Lions have done that.
Look
back
at this.
Cut, Hall, catch, score.
Beautiful. I mean, that was so well run. That was a set play called in a timeout. Lainey Yeader on the pass.
37-20. Lions threatening to run and hide.
Well, they're running and hiding right now, I can tell you that.
Penetration, Vienick forcing a pass out of the lane, and pass was knocked out of bounds, fortunately for the Hillers. Beautiful look there on the replay on the feet underneath to Hall from Yeader.
All set up with the little ball fake there, Bob. Oh.
Inbound thrown right into the hands of Juliet LaRue. Flip it back out. Yeader underneath. Hall missed the shot. Bunny missed there. Maybe it's something on that end of the floor.
Well, boy, I know that. I mean, that was just a point-blank shot. She never misses those.
Ruby Morgan catch and shoot a three. That won't go. Hall rebounds. Took a bump from Roberts, but play on's the call. 2.5 minutes to play in the third. All South Fayette from about the final 2 minutes of the first quarter.
That was Ruby Morgan's first shot attempt, Bob, and it was a long three.
Hillers outscored 31-13 since that point. Shot by Hall. No foul call there. She got knocked down. Maddie Roberts going the other end. Took a push in the back. Roberts got the shot to go. And I think Sierra Rexroad had seen something she didn't like at the other end and was going to pay back for it.
Wow. So that foul goes on Sierra Rexroad.
A hard shove in the back.
Yeah, it was. A nice finish by Maddie Roberts. driving to the basket is what they need to do.
Roberts hits the free throw. Now 37-23, 2:10 remaining in the third quarter. Roberts up to 8 points. LaRue dribble into the lane and take it right back out. LaMondi able to get the ball through to Yater.
Yater looks so comfortable with the basketball in her hands, Bob. Doesn't make many mistakes.
Looks like your grandpap a little bit.
Yeah, you wonder, huh?
Or her mom.
A little influence there.
Foul on the floor.
Yeah, her mom was a very good player as well. It's a pedigree, I guess.
Foul on Riley Vinick, her second. Team second in the quarter. 1:49 to play in this third period. 37-23. Trinity down by 14. Oh, by the way, that was the deficit at the half. LaMondi on the dribble, picks it up. Williamson jumps all over her. Behind the back, Yater. And boy,
she could.
Nikolai had hands on her, too, and it could have been called for a foul. LaRue, high post jumper, air ball, well short, saved by the Lions. Near side, Roberts gets it ahead to Ruby Morgan. Yater tries to cut her off, can't. Morgan scores.
Yeah, that's Morgan's first basket, driving it.
Score now 37-25. South Fayette lead is a dozen. Hall, pass near side, LaMondi. Morgan out on her. LaMondi blows by. Take it left side. Layup won't go, but a foul on Maddie Roberts. First foul on Roberts. That's three on Trinity in the quarter. Two shots coming for Haley LaMondi. South Fayette. Couple of minutes without scoring now. LaMondi has 12 in the game, hits the first free throw. Second shot also good. 39-25, push that margin right back to 14. Nikolai goes to the left wing. Finds justice between the circles.
But look at the five players just standing.
Lob down inside to Roberts, throws a shot up and gets a foul call somehow.
No, she got bailed out there.
Alexa Ankrum called for her first, and that's five fouls now on South Fayette. Maddie Roberts at the free throw line. Hillers have hit 4 of 5. Roberts misses the first. She is guilty of both misses now.
And that one was a little bit left.
Roberts gets the second to go. 3 of 5 for her in the game. 39-26. The Lions diagonal cross-court pass. Grabbed there by Alexis Toth. Brian Bennett gets a little deeper on the bench. Four Cherry Rangers in the house. Bishop Canavan boys arrived a little earlier. Ruby Morgan looked like she fouled at midcourt, but then a travel underneath. Alexa Ankrum wanted to get to a reverse on the layup and walked, picked up her dribble, and then kept going.
Yeah, she definitely took the extra step there, which is good for the Hillers because she was pretty much open under the basket.
Late in the first half, Hillers were working for a final shot. A dribble turnover led to South Fayette getting a bucket to build the lead to 14. Hillers here. Looking for somewhere to go. Williamson to Justice. Justice will put it on the deck. Take it hard off the iron. No good. Williamson can't get the rebound. Yater does. Get it ahead quickly. LaMondi gets the lay-in.
Nice
Hillers
shot.
Do it again. Wanted to get the final shot of the quarter, and they end up giving a bucket right before the buzzer. 41-26, South Fayette by 15. After three, we're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Well, the other night when we were here, it was a 2A girls game that had about this kind of margin. What was it, 14 at the end of three?
It was 16 at the end of three.
16 at the end of three. And Fort Cherry nearly rallied back to turn the tables on Southside, unable to do so, and Southside got the win. Fort Cherry is playing tonight at Montour in a 2A consolation game. That's really just for positioning. The Lions work that inbound play again, and I tell you what, just barely second foot down inbounds. Lions up 41-26. Lamondi crossover pass stolen by Ruby Morgan. Morgan layup right side, score it.
Nice steal. Good anticipation by Morgan. Maybe that can jump start her a little bit now. Get a couple of baskets to go in this fourth. They've got a long way to crawl back, but anything's possible.
41-28, reach-in foul called on Sutton Williamson.
Yeah, not necessary. Don't put them at the foul line. Of course, they're not there yet, but didn't need that. Play solid defense.
Obviously, first foul of the quarter, first of the game on Williamson.
They have great inbound plays, Bob. They really do.
LaRue on the dribble. Roberts won't let her drive. Pass out to Hall. Lamondi cuts into the paint. Ball now to Yater. Volleyball 10-foot line. Lainey Yater with 8 points in the game. Take it back. Ball stripped. Nikolai looked a pretty good look on that ball strip, but called by referee Stacy Skirbitz on the hand.
Yeah, I thought she had all ball that time, Bob, but the official was actually behind the play. I don't know how he could have seen it. But nonetheless, Yater steps to the foul line to shoot two.
Hit both of her free throws earlier, but misses the first. South Fayette now 4 of 7 unofficially.
Trinity 6 of 7.
5 of 7. Have the Hillers 5 of 7. Second shot won't go either. Yater missed them both.
Wow, she missed them both.
Nikolai up the lane. Two-hand scoop. Hits the iron on the way up. And then Nikolai wraps around and grabs Lamondi from behind, called for the foul.
She had a pretty good look, Bob. Again, Trinity's had such a difficult time converting those what we would think would be easier shots.
That time she went up for the two-hand layup and hit the iron on the way up.
Yes.
7 minutes to play in the game. 41-28, South Fayette by 13. Do the Hillers have one more run in them against the Lions?
But they better make it quick.
LaRue, give it off to Lamondi between the circles. Bring it near side. Winner plays the McKeesport Indiana winner on Tuesday in the semis. The loser plays the loser of that game in the consolation bracket. Turnaround Jay won't go for LaRue. Battle for the rebound. Williamson gets tied up. Oh. No ball. Possession arrow. Trinity.
And that was a really quick tie-up call that time, Bob.
They do that in girls basketball.
But it's wrong. The possession was in the hands of the Trinity player. I didn't like that call. But anyway, we play on.
Trinity ball on that possession arrow. 41-28. South Fayette by 13.
Open. Oh, she had a look there for a minute.
Morgan looks inside to Williamson. Now to Nikolai. Kick it out. Maddie Roberts for three. Well short. Rebound kicks clear out to the corner to LaRue. Ahead to Yater. Deal it off to Ankrum, and now near side Hall, and Yater comes back to take the pass. Nikolai trying to slow her down. Yater backs up now.
Ain't going to happen. She's so clever with the basketball.
Hall, and now off to LaRue. Dribble, got a screen, into the paint, feed it back out. Lamondi works it out to Yater. 5:45 to play in the fourth. Yater on the handoff to Ankrum. Pick up the dribble. Get it out to Hall. Williamson comes out to try to get her hand, forearm blocked by Williamson. Gets away with it. And Hall misses the shot. The Hillers rebound.
Nice pass.
Underneath, Ruby Morgan takes the feed from Nikolai.
Great pass by Nikolai. Boy, that was perfect.
41-30. 5:20 remaining in the fourth.
Still time, Bob. Got to get some stops. Lots of time.
LaMondi wanted to go to Yater. Nicolai had her cut off. Now traffic clears and able to make that pass. Yater may have gotten away with a walk there. Picked up her dribble half step too soon.
Yeah, I think she did, Bob.
Got away with it. Ankrum, right side to Hall, and she'll bring it back out. Timeout South Fayette. 4:54 to play in the fourth. South Fayette 41, Trinity 30, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
South Fayette has scored 4 points in the last 6 minutes.
I'll tell you what, if Trinity can get another stop and a score, they've cut it under, it's 11 now, the deficit. They're right back in this thing. This is a critical defensive possession for Trinity. And there's a steal.
Ruby Morgan didn't have a clean break. Good job there by Erica Hall to cut it off, and then a bad pass. Morgan threw the ball into three defenders in the lane. LaRue bringing it up the floor. Take it to the high post. She'll pick up her dribble and get the ball into the hands of Lainey Yater. So we are basically right where we were after the timeout, only shy about 25 seconds. Hall to the lane. Justice reaches across and fouls her, and Hall will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, I'm sure. I am quite sure that if Ruby Morgan could have that pass back, she made a beautiful steal, pulled the ball out, and then threw the ball away.
Erica Hall at the foul line. She has missed both of her foul shots, both trying to finish three-point plays, and misses again.
They're four for. I have them 4 for 9, Bob, if I'm correct.
I agree. 4 for 6 in the first three quarters.
Right.
But 0 for 3 here in the fourth. Hall's second effort, too strong. Long rebound tipped away by Ankrum, and Hall ends up with it.
Oh, what a backbreaker.
LaMondi and now to Yater near the Peters Township Oval. They're in the middle of the floor. There is a circle there, which is required under NFHS rules. Ball goes up top. LaRue jabs in, backs it out. 4:05 to play. Yater kicked to the corner. LaRue, Ankrum, Hall, and now Yater. Oh boy, in a span of about 3 seconds, four players touch the ball on offense.
Yeah, they move the basketball, and they're moving it very well this evening, making it difficult on the Hillers.
Crossover by Hall. Ball.
Turnover.
Touched last by Ankrum. Nice reach in there by Sutton Williamson.
Yeah, she got her hand on the ball, deflected it off of the South Fayette player. Bob, I don't want to say this is a huge possession, but if they can get a score, and they anything, foul shots, a three, a deuce, whatever they can come up with, they need it right here.
Riley Corrin's on the floor. Justice hassled by LaMondi. Trouble with the dribble, but keeps it alive. Ball to Corrin, side of the lane. Roberts underneath. Williamson reverse, and she's fouled. And I think that's Ankrum. It is. It's going to be Ankrum. First foul on South Fayette in the fourth.
Big free throws, and the freshman goes to the line. Great pass that time by Maddie Roberts at the top of the key. It was a good set.
Sutton Williamson at the foul line for two. Chance to cut the deficit to single digits.
Wow.
First one good.
Nothing but net, as they say.
3:32 remaining in the game. South Fayette lead is 10, 41-31.
It's possible. It is possible.
Williamson's second shot also good.
Boy, those were huge. Great job by the freshman.
And now full court pressure. Yater able to pass across it to LaRue. Now Lamondi, catch, a little trouble with it, but just started her dribble. Didn't panic. Justice out to guard her. Lamondi keeps the dribble going. Reverse direction. Pick it up and feed to Yater. Underneath, cutting, Hall, score.
Nice set that time. Great pass, good finish by Hall.
Williamson goes quickly, reverse layup, good.
They answered, but now they got to get a stop.
And
that
Williamson,
is a foul.
Williamson guilty of a foul trying to stop Yater from getting the inbound.
That's a tough task. Yater's so fast.
First field goal of the game for Williamson, and that's five fouls on Trinity.
Oh,
so
boy.
They'll send Yater to the line.
That's not good.
Missed her last two. South Fayette has missed all four free throws here in this fourth period.
Well, just as I said, the fouls, shots were big for Trinity. They're big for South Fayette as well.
43-34, Lions lead by nine. Yater, perfect.
No problem there.
2:56 to play in the fourth. Lainey Yater with 9 points in the game. Alexis Toth has checked in. Yater's second foul shot also good. She's hit 4 of 6 at the foul line tonight. 11-point Lions lead. Nikolai on the dribble. Picks it up. Needs help. Bring it near side to Maddie Roberts. Tried to feed it off to Justice, and that pass tipped, but Justice able to save it. It's Nikolai, crossover once, twice, jump pass to Roberts, and a reach-in foul on LaRue. Her second, team's second.
Clock is now becoming an enemy of the Hillers here. They've got to score and score quickly and get some kind of pressure.
Tom, I'll be honest, I think the clock's been an enemy since about 16 minutes left to play.
yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Pushing foul underneath, that's the third foul on South Fayette. This time it's Haley Lamondi. That'll be her third baseline throw in. 45-34, South fayette by 11.
Got to inbound it.
Nikolai finds Macy Justice, and she hit the bottom of the backboard, never got it to the rim.
Oh, boy, point-blank looks. They've just not converted.
LaRue fumbles the pass on the far side, able to get it to save the ball and get it. Yater drives, feed it back out. Toth, and now to Lamondi. 2:10 to play. Yater steps to the pass coming to her. And the Lions playing keep away now. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Lamondi. Back across to Yater, and Lamondi is fouled. Foul on Ruby Morgan is her third. South Fayette at the line to shoot a couple. Haley Lamondi hit both of her foul shots earlier in the game. She's got 16 with the first make. And that 22-3 run is the difference in the ball game. Lamondi hits both. 2 minutes to play. And once again, the nemesis for the Trinity Hillers that is South Fayette in the playoffs is going to continue that way.
Yeah, a pretty dominant performance here.
Roberts trying a difficult pass inside intended for Sutton Williamson is kicked out of bounds by South Fayette.
Yeah, just not enough time left in this game, Bob.
47-34, South Fayette leads Trinity. 1:42 to play in the fourth. Timeout, Hillers. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network after this timeout.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Trinity ball after the timeout. 1:42 to play in the game, and the Hillers find themselves down 13. Inbound to Ruby Morgan. She'll hand it back to Nikolai. Nikolai runs clear up top to set this play in motion. Left side to Morgan. Toth all over her. Sutton Williamson takes a feed in the corner. Wrap around pass to Roberts. Kick it out. Justice three. Too deep. No good. Rebound tip. Williamson can't get to it. Tried to reach into the pile, and stepping into the pile was Lamondi to come out with it.
Yeah, Roberts that time should have powered the ball up, Bob. I know you need points, but you missed a three. Now you're really in trouble.
Over the top. And Lamondi and Yater. Miller's going to go out and double-team Lamondi, and now Roberts guilty of a foul.
Yeah, disappointing game for the Hillers. And you might look at the score and say, well, those first two games were so close. This game could have been close, but Trinity was unable to make those easy baskets early on. They missed so many of them.
Foul shot for Lamondi, or for Hall, rather, is good. She's got 11 points on the night. South Fayette's hit five in a row at the free throw line now. Just under a minute to play. 49-34 as Hall hits both. And now a steal. Hillers just throw the ball away. And South Fayette, LaRue, and fouled by Justice. And it is a 15-point deficit with 50 seconds remaining.
Yeah, I would think you'll stop fouling here on the next possession. No need to do that. You're not going to catch up.
Juliette LaRue to shoot a couple. This will be the 11th and 12th foul shots in the quarter for South Fayette. The Hillers have taken nine in the game. First shot good, make it 50-34. In this game, won or lost, missed early buckets in tight, and then the 22-3 South Fayette run over about an eight-minute period late in the first through late in the second. Both foul shot makes. Three ball up and good.
Ruby Morgan, first open look she had.
Ball knocked loose, but it's saved by Toth. Good hustle to the ball. Ball into the backcourt. And finding it is Ruby Morgan for a lay-in. She's got 11 in the game, but going to be far too little, far too late.
Too late, yes. But good hustle by Ruby. I mean, she's not, even though she had some frustration, she continued to play hard. I credit that young lady. This has got to be a tough loss for Trinity. Here's the good news. They're not finished. They're not finished.
Hillers will actually have two chances, if necessary, to clinch state tournament berth.
And I believe they'll do that.
Foul shot up and good for Lamondi. I have Lamondi now with 18 points on the night.
Yeah, my point total is a little off, so we're going with you.
And the second shot also good, make it 19, and I'm happy to say the board agrees with that.
Yes, I missed something somewhere.
Ruby Morgan, three short. Justice battling with Hall to keep the rebound alive, and Hall circles it and does not take it to the hoop. South Fayette 53, Trinity 39, your final. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
South Fayette Lions continue their mastery over the Trinity Hillers in the playoffs, and they go back to the semifinals.
Well, and this game boils down to two things, in my opinion, Bob. One, Trinity's inability to make easy baskets in this game. And number two, there was no Lainey Yater played, in my opinion, a fabulous game at point guard. She handled the ball. She distributed the ball. She scored. She controlled the offensive end. And I also think, Bob, their defense early in this game was really, really good. Ruby Morgan eventually ended up with double digits, but I think I have this correct. You can verify. I'm not sure any other Hiller scored double digits tonight.
Nobody.
Well, and that's the difference of the game. The defense, Yater's ability to distribute to open players and score, and then Trinity's inability to make those easy shots. But they're not done, as we just talked about. So got to keep your heads up and keep going.
Trinity took a 7-6 lead with 1:56 to play in the first quarter, back and forth early on. About 20 seconds later, the Lions began what turned out to be a 9-0 run, but that was just merely a glimpse of what was coming. They extended that lead then from 9-0 to 22-3 before Trinity scored 6 points straight to, they thought, close the first half. But trying to work for a final shot, they give the ball up on a steal, a bad decision to try to dribble through a double team, and Yater goes coast to coast to make it a 14-point lead at the half. Hillers do it again to close the third quarter to fall behind by 15, and South Fayette was not going to be denied.
They had some bad turnovers that led to breakouts and easy baskets. That, too, was also a factor when you look at the game. I'm sure when Coach McConnell Miller looks at this film, she's just going to shake her head, because the opportunities were there, but they didn't take advantage of them.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our player of the game was not the leading scorer, though she did hit double digits eventually, but certainly controlled the flow of the basketball game. When their tempo was desired, when tempo was needed, it was delivered. When patience was the order of the day, patience was delivered. Lainey Yater, the 5'5 senior.
Tremendous.
Player of the game.
Bob, I'm going to tell you, and I've watched a lot of basketball, best point guard I've seen this year, bar none. And it's not all about scoring. She can defend. She had several steals. But her distribution of the basketball, her vision on the court, her just knowledge of clock and score, tremendous basketball player.
Lainey Yater, our player of the game, presented by Community College of Beaver County. We'll take a look at the individual scoring and wrap up game one of our twin bill here at Peters Township's AHN Arena. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family.
founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Haley Lamondi with 19 points leads all scorers. The South Fayette sophomore with a couple of trays, three of them in fact, a couple of deuces and a whole bunch of foul shots. I have 6 for 6 for Lamondi. The Lions finished the game 14 of 20 at the stripe, including hitting 10 in a row to close.
Yeah, and that's pivotal.
Lamondi with 19, Yater with 10. Erica Hall also in double digits. She had 12. My apologies, not getting that in the right order. Juliette LaRue with 7, and Alexa Ankrum with 5. For Trinity, Ruby Morgan with 11 in the game, but 9 of those 11 coming in the final quarter when the outcome really was no longer in doubt. Maddie Roberts had 9, Macy Justice 8. I see 4 for Sutton Williamson, 4 for Aggie Nicolai, and 3 for Sam Horn. Trinity 7 of 9 at the foul line in the ballgame. South Fayette advantage 13-7 in the first and 17-9 in the third, and those two together included that 22-3 run. Lions led by 14 at the half, 11-10 scoring advantage, adding a point to the margin, 41-26 after three. And then Trinity, 13-12 advantage in the fourth, but far too little, too late to set our final score. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Stay with us here on WJPA FM for the 2A boys 4-5 matchup. Fort Cherry takes on Bishop Canavan, two schools that met twice on the football field this past season. Pregame coming your way in just a little bit. As always, we have the WPIL wrestling scene covered with the 2A individual championships underway at Chartiers Valley and continuing tomorrow on WJPA AM. And the 3A Southern Sectional starts in the morning at South Fayette on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. Our thanks to coaches Kathy McConnell Miller and Brian Bennett, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the crew here at Peters Township. For our Washington studio producers Bill Chapo and Mark Edwards, floor director Jason Tennant, Eric Bennett, Cole Keller, excuse me, I messed that up, didn't I? Sorry about that. Eric, on the camera work, we'll get that here in a second. For our, I don't even know where I'm going now. What'd I mess up there? I don't know. I messed it up. Anyway, our final score for my partner Tom Drakely and all of us at WJPA Sports, the score, South Fayette 53, Trinity 39. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.